Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Mr. UL at another episode of Wine Your Mind Happy Hour, and I am here with my peoples.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, AT. Welcome to Happy Hour.
Oh, you sound so excited today, Miss AT. Goodness gracious.
I'm here with y'all.
This is my boy. Oh, wait a minute.
Who are you?
This is my boy. I am my own boy, apparently.
How you gotta be?
Because this is P-Hat in the house. You know what I'm saying?
What's going on, y'all? Yeah.
I'm about to say my boy UL over there, but I guess I meant to say my boy myself.
Well, you know.
I mean, what you gonna do?
At least you still P-Hat, though.
If you can't be your own friend, what good is that?
Yeah. I mean,
gotta be your own friend.
Lots of places with that, but I think this 14.5 has already affected me enough.
See,
today.
That's what it you is. What
and shout out to Noble Vines. Thank you so much for your 446 Chardonnay with 14.5. Of course,
14.5
we have 14.5%.
There you go.
Sorry, in case you didn't know, that was our percentage. And of course, we've always got one on tap ready to go. Our next one up is the Bartonora. That one is a Moscato, and it's a 5%. So it'll help mellow us down a bit after our 14.5.
Our product of Italy, apparently. Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Italy, and thank you, Monterey, California. So how was the week? How's everybody?
Oh, man, it's another longevity of some time period of people staying busy.
Pretty
trying
much.
To keep motivated and keep busy and productive while it's
good week.
Try to make it through
what
the
you
week.
Been productive on this week, Mr. UL?
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I officially was able to put together a team, Unique Legacy, to get ready for this National Walk of Epilepsy for 2018.
Wonderful.
Nice.
So definitely got the donation thing going on, and can't wait till April 14th so we can all go out with the team and go ahead and knock out this walk. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, tell us a bit.
Speak to me about this walk.
Well, you know, I was introduced to walks, I think during that time period while I had to stay at Walter Reed, and I did the Army 10 miler before.
Awesome.
I've done some other walks before, but this one specifically, the National Walk for Epilepsy, definitely, as you all know or don't know, I am someone a candidate.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
of the individuals with the epilepsy, but definitely knows how to overlook the disability and keep on moving. With that being said, like I said, I actually got a chance to put together this Team Unique Legacy for this National Walk
Okay.
of Epilepsy that's getting ready to come up in 2018 for the year of 2018.
Yay!
So I'm definitely excited about
that. Where's it taking place at? Is it going to be in, where's it going
to
be?
It's going to be downtown in D.C. I got to get more of the details together. April 14th. Yeah.
And if we wanted to find out some more, help your team join your team, where do we go to get some of that info?
Yeah, definitely. You can
and donate.
Always visit www.uniquelegacy.com. I try to do everything and incorporate everything with that.
Mm-hmm.
And as you go onto the website, you will actually see the chart that's being raised or the donations that's being raised. And then you can actually click on that and add the donation or whatever it is that you actually want to do, or you can find out how you can actually incorporate yourself or be a part of the whole or support the whole cause that's going on. So,
I
love
that. If
I'm
at home right now listening to us talking about this stuff and whatnot,
with
I'm
my
sitting
wine,
at home like, oh, Mr. UL dealt with epilepsy in the past and this, that, and the other. So, like, if I'm at home and I want to know, how has epilepsy affected you? Like, how does epilepsy affect you in your life? You know what I'm saying?
What makes you want to walk?
What's the impact? Yeah, you know that it has on your life.
Oh man, you know,
I mean, that's a pretty deep question. I know it's a
that's pretty good. I mean, it's something that I think about all the time. So it's pretty, it's pretty good, definitely. And we got a good wine in our system, so I'm definitely good for talking.
Hey, trust.
Shout out.
You've been drinking way before this show started. That's
definitely
the
Noble
Vines. We love our happy hour. We have a good happy hour.
I hope
you all having a happy hour with us.
Real.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I hope everybody's having a good time at the happy hour.
Happy hour.
You know, it's really been a motivating factor. You know, it's one of those things, like, it depends on how you look at life or how you take
how
life.
How you see it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because for some people, I do know some people who suffer from epilepsy, and they get so overwhelmed, you know, with seeing outside that they normally don't come outside.
Mm-hmm.
And
like, do you feel afraid to come outside and stuff like that?
I remember how that began, how that kind of felt. You know, you have one of those things that, you know, can overpower you, and you don't know when it's going to happen.
And where and who you're around.
Right. There's a lot of things. So I could definitely see where it become overwhelming. But, you know, you definitely just have to, or I would say over this time period, that I've actually taken the time to find out how I can kind of like overpower, kind of do more than just, you know, be afraid of what's going on. And I really think that this is one of those things that you have to look at it in a certain way. You know, you can either look at the cup as half full or half empty, as they would always say.
Let it control you, or you can try to control it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I've used it as a real strong energy source to be able to do a lot of things. So, like I said, shout out 2018 National Walk for Epilepsy.
April 14th.
Team Unique Legacy. You could type us in and look us up. You know, or like I said, you can visit the website and go on there and click on the donation part. And I'm just, it's a good feeling to know that you're a part of something that you feel so passionate about.
Mm-hmm. And helping those that probably helped you.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely been a motivating factor. And also because of the fact that I think of others as well. So I definitely, like, I look at these things. At the same time, I'm human just like everybody else. So, you know, of course, you know, you take that time and you be like, I don't know if I want to do it or not. But I think about other people. And the thinking about other people is definitely, like, the extra motivating factor to make sure that it's actually done in a timely fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just one of those things that I say I want to do one day. But as soon as it comes out of my mouth, let's say how we going to do it and how we going to get it done. And I could be able to come on the show and tell everybody about how it's about to get done and how everybody's about to do it. So I definitely love it. So, you know, definitely if you get a chance, you know, no donation is too small. No donation is too big. And even if you're just a part of it, please take the time and go on the website, www.uniquelegacy.com. Look out for the National Walk for Epilepsy of 2018 and figure out how you can support. Or actually, you can just go on to epilepsy.com, type in the Team Unique Legacy, Team Unique Legacy, and find us as well. And you can do that both. But definitely looking out for the support. I'm so excited about it. This is the first time that I put together a team.
Congratulations.
And I look forward to so much more already. And it hasn't even happened yet. I'm excited about that. So, yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, we want y'all to support our boy, Mr. UL. hit up Unique Legacy. Join the team. Walk with us. Do what you can.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you. That's exciting to start
a team. It is, right?
I think Black might do a walk this year. We might have to join you at the epilepsy walk.
Hey, please do. Come on out. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking forward towards anybody coming out just to have a good time. You know, and it's an accomplishment for other people as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because some people have never done a walk before.
And how long is this one? Do you know?
Or is that still a detail? It's normally between 3 and 5 miles.
Oh, okay.
Depending on what it is. It's not really that bad, but like I said.
Get your couch to 5K app.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
You know. Y'all can do this.
Get your couch to 5K. Run, walk, run, walk. Yeah. Run, walk, walk, walk. Yeah. You know.
Oh, you can just walk.
I know all y'all can do is.
Oh, yeah. Or just walk. You know, like I said, it becomes more of an accomplishment more than it becomes about how far the walk is.
Yeah.
You know, you just tell yourself, reason. Like, wow, I get to, like, you know, put this up one day and tell everybody that I did a walk.
Exactly.
So yeah, it's huge, huge. You know what I mean? It's definitely huge. Mm-hmm. And I consider that, too, with a lot of people that I've talked to and also invited and stuff like that, especially, like, my vendors and people that I know who's doing the same thing as me. And they'll love to be able to support things like that. So to be able to support it, I actually think that I'm going to have a camera crew out there or someone to be able to, you know, catch some good little photographs and, you know, video, you know, things like that to really like to put back out. I can't really say too much about what's it all for yet.
But
definitely look out. I mean, you come out, you might be in a part of something.
It's exciting. Well, regardless of that, April 14th is going down. Yeah. You could be a big part of something. Make a change. Make something happen. Yeah. I'm excited for you. That's awesome.
All right. Thank you.
Get it.
Thank you.
So you know, if you've been listening to the show, you know that P-Hat and Mr. UL and I always keep a text between us.
Yes.
And we always talk about different things going on in these texts. And this week, we happen to hit relationships and dating apps.
Dun, dun, dun.
I did some research. Do you know how many dating apps there are? I don't even have a number, but I made a list of, like, some of the ones I found. You got OkCupid, Bumble, Tinder, Hinge, Coffee Meets Bagel, Plenty of Fish, Zeusk, Match, Elite, oh, wow. Align, Our Time for My Grown and Sexy Friends, Yo Cutie, Real Black Love, Meet, was it Meet Tool? Meet, there is so.
J-Date.
Meetville, J-Date. There oh, are wow. so many. Facebook, I got friends that, were apart.
I'm about to say social media
school.
Is one of them, mm-hmm. right?
Right. I have friends that were apart during middle school. Somehow during after college, you know, hooked back up on Facebook. Now they're married. Like craziness, just craziness. So like, I got married before dating apps got real super duper big.
Right.
So I haven't had a lot of experience with them.
Right.
Now I do have a lot of friends that. Use it. I know Mr. UL uses it sometimes.
Yeah, no, I was introduced to it for a reason. So, yeah.
Okay. Okay. And may I ask which one you used?
Hold on. Let me look at my phone. It's been a while.
Because I remember one of them.
You've used dating apps, Mr. UL?
Did you use a lot?
You used dating apps for
or just one?
Nah, I was a part of something.
Man. Did you use
and
one
I was
exclusive?
Told to be introduced to it. No, I wasn't dating anybody on here. Okay. I didn't get that far,
did
but
you,
I,
mad at you,
I was
nowadays,
introduced to the whole app.
Did you use one app or did you use like multiple apps?
I think at the time I was trying to figure it out.
so maybe nowadays, that one was the only one.
I feel like I read a thing years ago that said that people get into relationships more online now. Like they more matches are made online, yep, than just like going out regular, like going to the bar, going to the church, or going
to
a, yeah. Like, and that's been the case for years and years now. I have a roommate, a female that I was a roommate with from what 03 to 05, and like even back then,
mm-hmm,
there were people were using dating apps and stuff
big.
Like that. I remember in 05, she found a date like off of Match.com or something, like, you know.
I remember those.
Back
yeah,
in 05. Back, in
back
then, though, it was like, hey.
Still new, be
y'all
careful.
Better watch that. You're going to get your neck slit.
Tell a friend. Because, you know, you were meeting dudes from like across the country.
You were meeting people from all over the place, and you didn't know who they were. You know, the internet wasn't
as
trustworthy
new.
Back then, exactly, you know.
You know.
And so nowadays, though, that stuff is just like, that's how you find
dates. I mean, that's what they use
Tinder.
Now.
You know, you
I
just
mean,
swipe left, swipe right.
And you know, you have
right.
your,
you know,
hey, guess what? There are people around you to have activities with. There are people around you to date. There are people around you. Like, we've changed dating apps to the point where, like,
social
you can tell
gathering.
Where people are. Yeah. Right. It's a social. Here's where someone is if you want to find them.
Right.
Like, so, okay, looking over what you used to do, was there one that, like, stood out to you more so than another one to use?
App-wise?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I think one of those black ones.
Was it Real Black Love?
No, I don't think it was that bad.
Was it Black People Meet? I
it
remember
was
those.
Back in the day. It was not even back in the day,
one?
But like.
Did you remember the phone one?
Because I'm Black only Planet. Remembering the apps. I'm not remembering none of the other ones. I'm remembering the apps, but they had some apps. I mean, the one that I think that was the last one was the one, it was POF.
Plenty of Fish.
Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I remember going to like a bar or something like that one night. And it was a dude, he happened to be beside me, and he was on his phone. And I mean, I was eating dinner, but he was just on his phone. I was trying to figure out why he was on his phone so heavily. And
like, I'm trying to get some.
He mm-hmm. introduced me to POF. Okay. See, we said Plenty of Fish,
Plenty
right?
Plenty of Fish.
And then that's when I learned about the swipe left, swipe right.
Wow.
That's when I
oh,
first.
Oh, that's left,
your
right on
introduction.
That, yeah, that was the mm-hmm. first time. And I realized, as a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, because of how my social media has grown,
mm-hmm.
I think if I go on my email, there are people waiting for me because, you know, they send you the email.
Right, they can't contact you.
Right,
until, you
until I go back
them.
To them. So I believe that I actually have some emails waiting on me saying, like, there's people
Hello.
Waiting.
It's
right.
a buffet. opportunity. Jump on that, my friend.
I want to be more involved, but still, you know.
Yeah, I mean, but it's there for you. It's been evolving for a decade now. This whole dating thing.
I still like talking to people face to face.
Oh
yeah.
I mean, at some point there has to be a connection.
The dating app. If I needed, I'm married. But if I needed the dating app, I want that one off of Black Mirror. I don't know if y'all have seen the season 4 of Black Mirror. You know what I'm talking about, but.
With the DJ.
Hang the DJ? Or is it Kill the DJ or Hang the DJ?
Hang the DJ.
Hang the DJ. Great episode. It's about dating. I don't want to give anything away. I don't want to give anything away, but it's a dating app. That's a dating app I want.
That's a dating app for the future. Like, it's coming. That's,
yeah, exactly. If you haven't seen it, that's a great episode. Watch Black Mirror, Hang the DJ.
But it does make you see, like, you do need those connections. You do need that face-to-face at some point or that on the phone. Because I will admit, one of my favorite shows is Catfish on MTV. Because it is amazing to me how many people fall in love.
Online.
Yeah. Or, like, don't even know who they're talking to.
Even
when you have a long-distance relationship. Like, me and my husband did a long-distance relationship for a while.
Okay.
And you talk to them on the phone. And then when you see them. And, you know, we were long distance, so I would only see him every once in a while. Mm-hmm. We got it to where it was routine, like, once a month. But, like, you can almost be dating two different people. I have had friends who they talk and text to their boyfriends, but they don't speak on the phone.
I can see that.
And I'm like, you're almost dating if you only text.
I get that.
You may be living in your mind of what you think he is, as opposed to who he actually is.
You gotta talk to the person, interact. You know what I'm saying? Texting don't get it done.
Texting is a quick fix.
You know, it's a quick get it. But
and you can provide your own story around those texts.
And you can involve your own inflections. Exactly. And, you know, you can take however the words that they say, however you want it.
I love him. Right, but you haven't said hello face to face. Mm-hmm. He might be cray cray.
This is true.
So one of the apps that I found was Bumble. Have you ever used Bumble?
No, I'm not really. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not a big fan of any of these. I know about them. Mm-hmm. I'm aware, but I'm not really a big fan of it.
How come?
Is it because of that connection?
I'm like not trustworthy. I don't know. You know, well, I'm still about 2005 mode. I want to meet a serial killer
in 2014. In 2018, I can see where a lot of these, you know, these apps come in handy. I mean, like, everybody lives, social media has become a whole nother life.
It's taking over.
So, you know, of course, social media is more general.
It's like talking to everybody, but talking to nobody.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So now having these, you know, these dating online, you know, or apps or things like that, you get to be more specific with the people who are more serious about the, you know, the dating world or concept in some form or fashion. So I can see where it's definitely needed and necessary only because now we are living in this world.
Where we're all connected.
Absolutely.
All the time.
Yeah. But I'm glad to know that I can still meet somebody before that. And then something like that can just be an additive.
If you need it.
Right.
Would you guys ever use Bumble? Bumble is the one where the females have to address you first. Like, even if you think she's cute, she's pretty, if she doesn't holler at you first, then you, like, is that intimidating?
As a man? You think? I don't know.
I mean, it's not intimidating to me. I think it should happen anyway.
I'll tell you how I feel. I think it's kind of shallow, all of it. But I think, I don't know. Maybe,
you mean like that?
Maybe just, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. Maybe just in general, just like
you gotta remember, the way we choose a mate
is
kind of
shallow anyway. So I don't know. Maybe it's not shallow.
Is it the way
then.
That it's being done because it's mostly based off of pictures? It's mostly
based. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, this.
But that's been the case forever.
Exactly.
It technically
That's what I was saying. Like, maybe it's not shallow because that's how we.
I don't think it's shallow. Even without an app,
we're still looking at, you know, features and this kind of thing. Right. You know,
we still look at you and go, oh, wait. Maybe.
That's the first impression. You know what I mean? That's the first impression is everything. So, you know, the first impression is often how you look.
Right.
You know, how you dress, how you present yourself.
But
so
if I meet you in person.
So maybe I take that back. Maybe it's not shallow because, you know, that is the first impression.
If that's your sole criteria, then yeah.
Like Tinder is nothing but the first impression.
You know,
it's all
based only on the literally immediate first impression.
And there are people who take this like very seriously. So they don't really have time to do all the games and, you know, the catfishing and stuff like that.
Because I feel like those are the people who are looking for relationships.
Absolutely. Like, there are people that are really looking for it and just really don't have that instruction of, you know, the social gathering on their own. So they're utilizing what through, they, you know, what they've done. Hopefully, like, somebody will just at least read upon them. Mm-hmm. And while they're reading upon them, they'll be more interested. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I'm cool definitely with the females. You know, this is always the thing that I would. First. Because a lot of times females, they end up, you know, not meeting who they want to meet because of the fact that they don't go after who they want.
There you go.
They hope somebody else goes after them, and it's not who they want to go after them, and they never talk about it. Well, they talk about it amongst their friends, I believe, but never talk about it amongst the person who they actually really want
to be with.
Okay, so I have another question.
Sure.
I mean, like, seriously, like, we've had this whole dating conversation going on all week. Please leave your tips. Wind Your Mind Happy Hour. We are on Facebook. Come join the group.
Oh, yeah.
Give us your answers. What have you used? What works?
I love answering questions when it has to deal with relationships.
Oh,
please,
I love it.
Ask me.
Oh,
anything.
I love it.
Yes.
I want to talk about a first date.
Ooh.
So, we talked about on Valentine's Day whose job it is to plan. So, let's say that you ask a girl out. Because, you know, ask someone out. Is that so? Then I would assume you all are in charge of the date. Right.
If you ask the person out, yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
so
anybody that asks the person, anybody who asks anybody out, should be in charge.
Kind
of
like,
that
makes sense to me. I'll make a plan.
Right.
Okay. Cool. Because I agree with that as well.
Because if you be like, baby, I want to take you out for, I'm assuming that you got that under control.
Exactly. Then you can't say, hey, baby, I want to take you out. Where are you going to take
me? Okay, well.
That don't make no sense. Right. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I mean, right. Okay. So on a first date, are there do's and don'ts? Are there rules? Are there, like, what's? I don't know. I think sometimes there's too much information to be given on a first date sometimes. Like, you don't have to give all. Like, let me catch you up.
What you think, Mr. UL? You the one that's all up in the game right now.
But
you know what I mean?
Nah,
I don't know.
Get on a first date. I have children.
Right.
I have, you know, I got, but maybe not all of it.
Maybe the things that mean the most. You know, the things that,
Other things
you
don't want to hear on a first
date. Yeah, on the first date, I would prefer to know if you have children or not.
On the first date?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the reason
would
why
I think I had that conversation
them?
At work
yeah,
today,
because
actually,
because I
want
to know it off to give me my opportunity to say that in the beginning.
Do you want to meet them?
One of my boys at work got a daughter, and he's like, you know, he's 26, and he has a daughter, you know, and he's talking about, you know, he's not married or anything, and he's talking about how he just wanted to date this weekend to something. He was like, he said he didn't tell her about the daughter yet, you know, because he's like, I don't know if, you know, I don't know who you are yet. I don't know if I'm even ready for all
because
that
because you
stuff
may
yet.
Not introduce them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he was like, I'll just, if you know, if she's worth knowing about it and all that stuff, maybe. But I was like, okay, that's an interesting way to look at it.
Now,
you know what I mean?
Think to I'm
like,
tell
I want to know if I'm on the first date with the chick, and I want to know if she got a kid. You know what I'm saying?
I would think to share that information, maybe not meet them.
Yeah, you don't
got to
meet them immediately.
You don't meet my kids.
Yeah, definitely.
Until
you don't meet anything that belongs to me until I'm ready to be comfortable with you.
Something that's going
to
be there.
But the things that I think that matter, you know what I mean?
Okay. Those important tidbits.
Those a little bit. Yeah, I want to know that because, you know, the more that you hide it, the harder it is to tell.
I don't think you should talk about your past relationships on the first date.
No, definitely not.
No, I don't. I don't.
A lot of people do.
There's no need for that.
How dare you?
Yeah, you shouldn't be asking me about any of that.
I don't hear about your ex.
I don't know you.
I don't hear about your ex. Anything.
You know, you're lucky if I tell you. Yeah.
It's date one. Like, I don't personally, I don't want to hear about your past relationship. I don't want to hear how she messed you over and she did you so. I don't want to hear
is
her
that really,
anywhere in that conversation.
Because if you're sitting around talking about your ex and you obviously not over that person or that's someone that is on your mind.
I mean,
you
making it easier
for me. I ain't trying
me.
To compete
we
with your
we shouldn't be
ex.
At dinner.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't trying to compete with your ex.
Check, please.
Right.
Exactly.
You can
know
go ahead
you know what
and
you
give her a
want.
Call. Mm-hmm. Right. Give a call tonight because I'm rolling out. Like,
I'm just, you know.
So if you plan it, do you pay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that goes back to the initiating the date.
Mm-hmm. If so, you are the one proposing it, you're covering.
Even still,
the
if the woman proposes it as a man, sometimes, you know, I feel like it's my duty to pay, I guess. You know?
I mean, naturally, I'm like that too.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
but
your chivalry side
don't
jump on up in there.
Yeah, but there's times that women do want to be able to
help out.
Yeah, you know, or just do it.
Yeah.
Just to have their. So, you know, I've now learned to be careful how. To make sure I don't step on toes.
So tell me this, AT.
Okay.
If you're on a first date, you know, whatever, and like the dude's like, all right, the check come, half. He asked you to pay for half of that.
If I don't know him.
Wait a second. You kidding me, Doug? You know what people ain't trying to pay for no half or nothing on the date. Nah, am I being misogynistic?
I don't know, because I'm trying to answer your question.
Is that wrong? I mean, it's not wrong.
All right,
but I mean,
I did kind of cut you off.
It's something to do.
Well, what'd you say, AT?
I'm okay with half, but that's because I'm okay with me.
Right.
But I will be honest. I will go for my wallet. I like you to think that I want to help you to pay. And I'm going to do it up until the point when you go, oh, no, boo, I got it. I would love for a man to pay. But I was also raised by a man who paid. Like, my mother my parents have been married for about 40-some years.
Wow.
There was a moment my mother stopped carrying her pocketbook.
Future goals.
Well, yeah, in that situation.
Because she was like, this ain't a marriage anniversary thing. He's got it. It gets to a point where it's like, I want you to know that I want to help you. I want you to know that I'm here. He's always been like that. I want to help you. I want to be able to do it. But I would love it if you did it.
How about this question? I feel that. But like, how about this?
Taking anything away, you know.
You initiate the first date.
As the woman, the female, you initiate the first date
with the guy. And y'all go out and everything. Do you expect the dude to pay, or do you pay?
If I'm the one that initiated, but I have your thought that. Of I need mm-hmm. to be prepared to pay.
Mm-hmm.
But
you still would expect the man to pay even though you initiated it.
Not necessarily. I wouldn't be surprised if he assumed, oh, I thought since you planned, cool, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, second date may not be the same thing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let you know because you're telling me something
case,
about
then,
you.
If that's the case, then now that's I feel like it should be asked. It should be, now that, to me, now because I'm starting to see these things, I'm starting to be aware of it and starting to grab it.
If that's the case, then
that's where communication needs to always just happen. Then. Yeah. It just needs to happen. Just take the assuming out and then you just avoid one person being upset over here and one person being upset over here because everybody's guessing on what should do, what shouldn't do. And
see, I'd rather be honest and just be like, since I planned a date,
off the break.
Are you expecting me to pay?
Yeah, off the break.
Okay, cool.
Off the break. Right. You know what I'm saying? And just get out of the way.
And if you said yeah, you'd be like, in your mind, you'd be like,
but you get to choose now. But you get to choose.
Right. But that is one step in learning something about the other person.
There you go. Yeah. You get to choose.
Now you know.
Right. Because I've never dated you before. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure.
Don't know how you're going to react. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm taking a lot of things a little bit differently now, how I look at it. Trust me.
The approach.
And I think a lot of times most people do certain things just because they think that either that's how the game is supposed to be played or mm-hmm. whatever game they think they're playing. Of course, a lot of time they're taking it from other people. Oh, God, they let everybody else into their whole relationship or idea of what their relationship is. And I mean,
because a lot of times that's the difference.
Yeah, it is.
You may not like the guy, but you love the idea of him. You love the idea of your relationship. You love, if you don't like him, let him go. That's just me.
You know what I mean?
You know.
I guess those one of those things that are easier said than done.
It is. Unless you are done. If you were 1 foot out the door, keep walking. I've been there before. Like, where you just, if there's no more communication, there's no more, I'm not getting anything from you, you're not getting anything, we're not building each other up.
Right.
Because there's a whole lot of people dating people they would never marry.
And I mean, that's nothing wrong with that either, right?
Because that's dating. I mean, but I also think that dating has changed. Like, you look back at our parents, dating didn't necessarily mean you were with one person, you were seeing one person. You might go out on a date on Monday night with Susie.
Ooh, you about to start some stuff.
But I'm going to be real. You're going out with Susie on Monday.
Right.
You're going out with Linda on Wednesday.
Right.
And they know you're dating.
Right.
That doesn't mean you're sleeping with them.
Right.
I'm putting that in bold. You're not sleeping with them. But nowadays, I think we blur the lines a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when we say dating, we are throwing in, you are probably sleeping with someone. So, like, if you're dating 5 different women, you're probably sleeping with some of these women. If I'm wrong, let me know. Shout out on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't dated in a while. I'm just saying. I like to have one door closed, one door open.
I mean, I want to, because I still have questions. So, first of all, what's the definition of dating?
I do believe everyone does have their own. We were wondering about that.
Yes.
I think everyone, just kind of like cheating, I feel like when people ask, what is cheating? You know, everybody has that, like, anything physical, anything you're not getting from your person that you're with that's cheating, anything that is questionable.
Right, these are all made up decisions.
I don't know. For me, dating, if we are exclusive, then that means you are only dating me.
I mean, that's an exclusive. That dating itself is but just going general, out with somebody. You know what I mean?
See, that's
going
what I, you know, I get confused.
Dave and Buster's, we're going to... out for dinner or whatever, you know,
ball
but
game. Yeah.
Yeah, and dating, I guess, is like when you're
so what, dating.
Yeah, it's like when you've gone out on multiple dates. I mean, dating, you can go out on dating. A date,
see,
and that's like
problem.
Going out on a date. You know,
but
if you're going out on a date, that's just.
Someone,
but when you're dating someone, I guess that means you're probably a little bit more than just.
You've seen them more than once.
Yeah, you're seeing them more than once. Like dating is more than once. It's a more than kind of talking, I
it's
guess. You know, a little
active,
bit
or yeah. As my friends used to say, caking.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Been,
y'all
so
caking,
what's
you know?
Being single?
But you still see you date and be single. So I mean, if you date somebody,
you're single until someone says you're
until you're
we're
until,
not.
I feel like you're single until you're exclusive.
Yeah, I
until you
feel
say
the
you're
same.
Exclusive, you're single. You know what I'm saying?
Exclusive meaning that you all
that you ain't dating nobody
like,
else.
When you all have made the decision, we are a couple.
Yeah,
and it is us.
And
like
you only going on dates
work,
with that
yeah.
One person,
right?
You ain't dating.
So
as
when
in,
you, as so when you're it. When you're a couple, that means you're supposed to be working on getting ready for marriage. Is that
not
what's
necessarily?
Going on?
You're working on y'all together. Your
yeah, a couple is y'all together.
Together.
You ain't trying to mess with nobody else. We're going to work on a relationship.
I
just
wanna
me
see
and
what
you.
I can build with you.
That's dating, or that's not dating. That that's
so
that's,
it's
that's
more of a like seeing if I can do it, and then let you know. Let's do it.
I wanna build something with you. I wanna see if we could do something.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't mm-hmm. know. Is that weird from your definition?
I mean, no. It's a lot of different definitions.
Is your definition that, evolving?
Yes. Okay. Definition is definitely evolving. It because a lot of different things are just being brought to my attention that makes me just wonder. You know, who does it work for? How does it work? And you know, where does it come from? Like you know, so like. Like I said, what's the definition of being single? Definite to me, being single is being able to date.
Okay.
You know, go out on dates and, you know, because especially if you're at a younger age and you're not at that age. See, that's what a lot of times a lot of people have issues with.
I think dating does change how you get older.
They do. People are rushing into this thing.
Oh, yes.
That I feel that they're rushing into this thing. And it's because they, you know, they think that it's supposed to be met based upon a certain age or time bracket.
Because mm-hmm. you make plans for you and you're like, I have to be married by this age with 3.2 children by right. this age with, yeah.
And how, but then after that, how many people that we meet that are older than us that always say, don't rush it.
No.
Do what you gotta do. Find
do what
somebody.
You, rushing, you know what I'm saying?
And I think a lot of times people
take
are
take care
like,
of you and find somebody. Right.
We're so quick to find that connection that like, oh, I just gotta have somebody. Oh,
I just gotta
be with someone
that.
And start something. Because yeah. you know, all your friends are dating people, your friends are seeing people, and you're like, time is passing and I haven't met someone yet.
I mean, you got that TikTok, you know,
and
especially when you want
to
have kids.
That be lying. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I say dumb friends that be lying. Because
right.
they going around telling everybody they dated a couple and they got somebody
right.
and making you,
you
feel all and depressed and thinking that you don't have nobody.
Stop comparing.
And really and truly, like, you not happy either. And
right.
then now you over here complaining about somebody else that's not happy.
Cause, mm-hmm. And you don't know that situation. Because yeah. let me be real. I remember when I was dating, there was a lot of times when I would look at my friends' relationships and be like, okay, I like this aspect of their relationship. I really don't like this aspect. Like, my friends would date dudes that, like, they would move in with, but then they wouldn't speak to them for, like, 2 days. Oh, we're having a fight. We're not speaking. Uh-uh. If we sharing rent and we both paying for stuff.
We don't got time for that.
You better open your mouth and say
yeah.
good morning.
Ain't nobody got time for that nonsense.
We don't got time
I didn't
for
have that.
That
mess with my roommates
my
in
point.
College.
Yeah.
I ain't having it with some dude I'm shacking up with. Get your life together.
That
now.
Is my point that I'm mm-hmm. going after. Like, there's so many different do's and don'ts, but it's all choice.
It is. It's very selective. We've become very, like, people always talk about how you live in your own bubble.
Right.
But I feel like we don't realize how much of a bubble we have put ourselves in.
We really placed ourselves. But you know what? That bubble is, I believe, maybe only placed because of the fact that we share our energy and time with the people that's really not supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times we put a lot of time and effort into things that
it's not really. Because the person that, like, if you don't complain with somebody, it's probably because you all actually share something.
Probably.
You know, you can be yourself and that person can be themselves and then it works out.
Supposed to be.
Versus you trying to like force it with someone that doesn't work and then you keep telling it or making yourself feel like you're going crazy or you're doing something wrong. And really all it is that there's nothing wrong with that person. There's nothing wrong with you. You all just do not unite.
Right. And there's no shame in being like, you know,
nothing wrong with it.
No rings, no vow. Dude, I'm done.
Yeah. Like, there's nothing wrong with it.
I'm tired of arguing. Like, I have friends who argue with their boyfriends for like months. And I'm like, are you happy?
Yeah, you know, but it's that emotional piece.
If you argue every day, if that's what you do and you two can make it work in that, cool. For 18? We not. Mm-mm, I don't argue. Yeah. Not, I don't like drama. I don't like.
Yeah,
so if you a dude that's always
I like to say I'm drama averse. Right. Like real.
Like, let
talk.
Me check your phone. I want to see you talking to. First of all, if you can't trust me, we can't do this.
Yeah.
You know, like, is there a difference? At some point, like you start sharing bank accounts, or you start sharing a home. You know what makes that different than marriage? I guess at that point, if you're sharing everything.
Right. Are you saying like, should I have my own?
I don't know. Cause for me, I didn't share bank accounts. I didn't share homes until I got married, but that was my choice.
Right.
I wanted it to be a new experience.
Right.
So I didn't want to live with my husband before we got married.
Right.
But I also, because I was used to taking care of me.
Right.
I had my own bank account. I wasn't really concerned about anybody else's bank account.
I hope you had your own bank account. You know, if you've never grown an adult, you know what I mean? Yeah. If I'm dating a chick or if I see a chick and she ain't got no bank account, she ain't doing nothing.
I'm concerned about
her maturity.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
Like, is there a moment where you share or give money? Because like for me, when my husband was like, hey, you need a little? Here's a little. I didn't know how to take that because I was like, you're not my husband yet. You're not. I had never had
you're in a
somebody
relationship.
Take care
I don't understand
of me.
The problem,
But I had to, you know,
I had to
change
get used to that,
my view.
I guess. You got to change how you feel about things. When
I was just taking care of me.
If
you're taking
care
of yourself,
I guess
it's tough to have somebody
time.
Else. You're independent. You know what I mean?
I mean, there's a time. I mean, is there a time? I
like,
mean,
does
I don't
it,
know.
I don't know. Like, do you have rules of like, oh, I have to date somebody for at least, I don't know, a year before we talk about
I don't know about rules like that. Yeah, there's no time. I mean, time frames are fluid. You know what I mean? Okay. Like, you know, you can, you know, if the person's compatible with you really hardcore, you know, obviously you might move stuff up. You know, if the person is somewhere you're like, I'm not sure,
you
then
might
the time
hold
frame
that up.
Might be a little bit longer. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it depends. Every situation is different.
Okay. It is. I mean, you find somebody that you want to build with and then... Yeah, you have
try
a joint over there to the, you know, you have the joint account to build with and you have your own account to just in case you need to throw something in the building. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The account.
True.
I don't see where there would be a problem for you to have your own money to the side as long as everybody is still living happy.
Mm-hmm. Do you have secret bank accounts in a relationship?
I mean, what's a secret bank account? Because I have another bank account on the side or because I have an account that I haven't told you about that I had money in it?
An account you don't know about. Like, let's say, you may have a secret bank account if that your boyfriend or girlfriend doesn't know because you're putting money into that to, like, give them a present or get, you know, it's like one they don't know about. There's a lot of people who they don't trust the money habits of their spouse or their significant other. So they keep a hidden secret bank account.
But what's the hidden and secret bank? I always wonder about that. Like, what is it? You know, everybody like
to hide money.
I look at it like this. Okay. If all the bills paid, you got what you want. Every time you ask for something is there and blah, 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 blah. And off to the side, I have a different account. What does that mean? What you need to know that I have another $100,000 after the $100,000 that you already getting that makes you feel. I mean, where does the money go? Like,
because
if I have a business, I have a business account.
Right.
I will always have a business account that's going to have money in it that has nothing
to do with the household.
Exactly.
True.
You
and
will
it should.
Never know. So you will never know how much money's in that account.
Ah, okay.
So now that becomes what, secret?
Well, no, but like if
why is it
like
no secret? You don't know
dating,
about the money in it.
Right. Like, if you and I are dating and I somehow find out, like, wait a minute, you've got an extra $100,000 stashed.
Okay.
Like,
what you going
to
do with
it? Not even business, but right. Like, okay, what? Wait a minute. Why didn't you tell me about this?
Oh, because I want to know what you're going to do with it.
Okay. You and I have been dating for about, let's say, 9 or 10 months.
Got it.
We're building something together. You know, we've been dating for a while. Exclusive. It's you and me. We've shared.
Got it.
You know, moving in.
Got it.
All of that. Like, is that when you have that money conversation of, like, how much you make and how much, like, when you're moving in?
You're supposed to have that when you first started. Like, you, if I don't know how much you make already when
like
we
like, on date one?
No, I'm saying because you said moving in. I hope we're not moving in on date one.
So does that... No, 10 months
in, you obviously have an idea of what your other significant other is about, you know, their job, all that kind of thing, their work ethic.
Am I waiting to have that conversation? Like, is there a moment to have that conversation? I
mean, just because you don't live with a person doesn't mean you can't talk about finances.
No, I mean, finances from...
But that's what I'm asking.
To me, the finances part comes to me as far as... Are we able to do something together? Finance, okay. You got it. Finance, you got it. Okay, we can actually do something together. How much money I actually have all together if it's in another account, unless you have something to do with it.
Mm-hmm. So what if I had $100,000 in another account that you never knew about?
That's fine. Okay.
You wouldn't say, well, wait a minute. We live together. Why didn't you tell me?
As long as we're not
poor. I
wouldn't
know about it. If you had $100,000 in the counselor, I'd be like, you better tell me about it.
That would make you upset at all. From you?
You could have paid off my student loans and you ain't tell me?
Well, see, because, see, that's what I'm talking about. You hear what you're saying? You're talking about your student loan.
We could have taken vacation.
That your significant other could pay for.
But I mean, like, if we're working on something together, eventually our money all somewhat pools.
And that money is going to be there, the money that you've always seen, that you've always known that I've had.
True.
So most times, if we're not poor, we're not going through no struggling time. See, if we're, like, struggling, we don't got food in the refrigerator and all that other stuff like that, and then I find out that you have $100,000 and we've been over here living poor.
Being poor, I'd be mad in the
If your significant other is bad with money, do you put a secret bank account on the side? Like, is there ever a reason that a secret bank account or something is okay?
If I think you a gold digger and I think you some kind of, you gonna try to take my money this, that, and the other, and I don't trust you just yet, then I might not tell you about my money on the side. You know what I'm saying? That's a trust thing too. That's a trust thing too. When I start to trust you more.
Okay.
If I think you're not a gold digger and all that kind of stuff. But if I think you're some kind of gold digger or somebody that's going to be trying to take all my money and this, that, and the other, you know, I want to know that you like me for me and not my money. So
that covers the whole thing, because it's the same thing. Like, let's say, for example, I'm a king of Wakanda. And yes, I did get to finally see the Black Panther.
Finally.
Yeah, so I got my card back. But like I say, I'm the king of Wakanda, and I really just want to find somebody who just loves me for me. Do I tell you the first day that I am the king of Wakanda?
No.
Do I tell you after we get married that I'm king of the Wakanda?
No, you go to Queens,
or do you just wait?
You keep your money secret.
So what's the difference?
You keep your bank account secret.
Now he's a king and we're just a couple. What's the difference? I mean, we're still trying to make the relationship work. My whole thing is, if we're not poor and we're not struggling and you're hiding money. See, if we're struggling and you're hiding money,
problem.
Then
I get that.
Definitely.
But you wouldn't have an issue with her keeping secrets from you?
This is not a secret thing. This is talking about money.
But you wouldn't be, cuz I'll be honest, my husband came home and was like, "So I have a secret account that I put money in."
Okay.
I'd be like, "Whoa. What?"
Right.
What do you mean, like, okay, my first question, why didn't you tell me?
Got it. Because
you can't handle money. That's
but
what
see,
I would say.
Well,
I want to hit.
Exactly. That's my thing. If you come to me and you say, well, I realize you're not really good with money. All right, then let's work on that together rather than you having secret accounts of some madness, especially if we're married.
See, that's wrong for that to me. Yeah. Honestly, I would say that is wrong for me.
I don't like the secrecy of
it. See, that's what I'm saying. It's wrong
for
me.
You have a dollar in account.
If we've been together for a minute,
If I have account and money, I mean, excuse me, if I have money in an account and there's an account to the side and I don't tell you how much money is in this account, That's just because I don't want you to know how much money I have.
And I'm cool with not necessarily knowing how much. So but the like, fact tell now me that
I throw secret, so because of the fact that I throw secret in front of the word account, now it's a problem.
Well, because I don't know it exists.
Because you don't know.
I guess it's a trust thing. I mean, it's a trust thing.
So if I tell you the account, then the next thing that you're going to want to know is how much money in there. And if I don't tell you how much money in there, now it's a problem.
But if we're in a relationship and building, why can't we be open and honest?
We are open and honest. You know, I have an account over there, and anytime that you want something, money is available.
True.
That's it.
If I'm sitting on a whole bunch of money and I think that, you know, and I don't really know that well, or I'm not really trying to.
But we just said the king of Wakanda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, so we explained that.
I don't even got to be the king of Wakanda, but if I got a little bit of money,
I just use that as an example.
Got a good job, and you might be, like I said, a gold digger.
Like I said, I just used the king of Wakanda as an example.
But I'm not asking about a new relationship.
I get that.
I'm saying, we've built something. We're about to move in together, or we do live together, or we're married.
Got it.
Do you still feel like having a separate bank account is
required?
Okay.
Needed? Yes.
Well, no, I'm saying, is it okay?
Yes.
Okay. Well, having a separate bank account is one thing.
Because I'm fine with a separate one. I mean,
right.
One
you're
that,
talking
like,
about the account that
the
don't exist.
The secret one. Mm-hmm.
Right.
The one that, like,
let me tell you how many people. Let me tell you how many people have secret ones. Everybody everybody that has a business account. Now, you count everybody in the world that has a business account, and that's a secret account.
But not necessarily.
Why
but
not? Because
what
I called it.
About.
I know exactly what you're talking about, and that's why I'm saying it.
But I'm not worried about your business account. Like, I know you're doing business.
But you're not worrying about the business account because it's not called secret account. Because,
see, here's where it brings up problems. Right. Like you say, you're wondering if I can trust you with my money. Well, if I find out that you have a secret bank account, now that raises what other secrets are you keeping from
Well, guess
me?
What happens when I die
and
because we're married?
What is this money being spent on?
Guess what happens when I die and we're married? You get to know about all of it. So then we just
but
take
I'm
the whole thing out.
I don't know about it.
It's just a trust thing, basically. It all comes down to trust.
Why do you need to know how much money is in the account?
You wouldn't want to know?
I mean, if you're married, it's one thing.
I mean,
yeah.
That's my thing.
I'm not talking
about some chick you're dating.
No,
I
get it. Even the married, but I'm no, because I'm with this with the married. Part.
But I mean, married,
I'm
building
saying,
your life.
Right, yeah. We're built. We have everything that we need to build.
And you're like, maybe I don't want to get married, but I want to live with
no,
the person.
No, I'm talking about
life.
Even being married.
Okay, cool.
Right, we have everything that we need to be married and build, mm-hmm. right? And the way that this works is that I have another account that makes sure that pays for everything that you want.
Okay.
That's it.
Would you tell her about it?
I tell her about the account. Do I tell her how much money in the account? No. Do I tell her every time she wants something that she can get it? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
P-Head, do you believe in secret
But if
bank
she knows
account?
About the account, then
it's not a secret
not,
bank
it's not
account.
A secret. Yeah, if she
but
knows
that's the whole.
There,
but that's
secret.
The whole point that I'm making. Like, you know, like the people, what they're making the secret account sound like is because I don't tell you how much is in the account.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, a lot of people don't know it exists. There's a lot of, like, I'll listen to different shows and
well,
things
I,
like
but
that.
It's, but I just snitched on everybody in the whole world. If you have a business account, it exists.
I mean, my business account is business.
It exists.
Right. But it is business.
Business
but
is what
it's
you
secret,
call it.
You know
but
about
it ain't
it.
Secret.
You might not know what's in it. You might not know the details and ins and outs of it, but you know it exists.
But like, if you got a whole other bank account I don't know.
Right.
Like, and we're dating, and we're, you know, doing
yeah,
this
I,
thing.
I feel like I
house.
Should let you, if I have an account, if it's a matter of you just knowing that I have five accounts, you
because,
get to know I have five accounts.
Because we're putting finances together.
But you ain't got to know what's all
and
in
this
it,
finance, maybe. This finance one that's together normally has both our names on it.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Okay, so we do that. I've been doing these four other accounts for
By
very
me. Right.
Before I even known you, right? I tell you I have four other ones that I work with.
Okay.
But I got this other one that takes care of you.
That's the us one.
Or
the
takes
us
care
pool.
Of us. You,
okay.
us, however, right? So what's the difference?
Because she knows about it.
She knows that
yeah, she
I got four
it.
Other ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because see, that's my thing. Like if you're coming
so the
to
whole
me
thing
talking
is
about,
really about,
oh, I have a secret bank account. Because it's not so much the money aspect of it. It's the fact that you are hiding things from your significant other.
But we only have
it's
this account
disclosure.
When it comes about finances. Right. I've noticed this because I've done some research.
And money is sticky.
I've always, and that's what I'm saying. It only becomes like that because it becomes about finances, right?
It does.
Because it can make an effect and the whole little relationship
much.
Goes on.
Like you said.
So like
right.
I said, my whole thing is that when it's good, no one cares.
They shouldn't. I would want to know.
They should, right? But see what happens naturally when it goes good. No one cares. When everything is fine, not thinking about it. Yeah. I get to put my glasses on. I'm in my car with the rooftop popped off, and doing I'm driving life. Down. No one cares. As soon as it starts getting rough, how much money you got? Where your money
true.
At?
You want, because
money.
That's when you need a budget meet.
But if it really matters, it should matter all the time. Right? Like Black Lives Matters, all lives matters, awesome. Right? So I can pick out things all day long and mm-hmm. put it beside this and make everybody be like, well, you know what I'm saying? But to me, it looks like we only have this discussion when people are like going through financial issues,
because
right?
that's when it's like, how and much money do we have?
Exactly. But see, what I'm saying to me, when I'm like, the money is always there, mm-hmm. then we, yeah.
But she now, might want to take a trip. Person, she might want, and you
and
know,
guess
so
what?
She's like, man,
she
I
wants
gotta
to take
work.
A trip. The trip's take a, care of.
Right, but she's like, I gotta, you know, work harder. I gotta, and meanwhile, you got $500,000 stashed away somewhere.
And then
somewhere,
I say, baby.
Which is okay.
I say, baby, the trip taken care of.
Well, see, but
no
then
one
it's not
asks
a secret.
No more about it, no more.
But then it's not a secret.
Okay, why? Because it's not a secret. It's only a secret when I can't pay for it.
I think for most people, it's like if I know about the account, then it's not a secret. I don't even know what's all in it. Like I got a boy in Michigan who has his own.
At some point.
Like I got a boy in Michigan who has his like an account, not you know like his own little like stash of money on the side, you know. His wife knows about it.
Right.
She don't ask no questions where the money comes from.
Nope.
She don't ask no questions,
very
you know.
Rare, but that's good.
She knows
it's taxable.
Rare.
This kind of no,
but
she knows it exists. And that's for her, that's all
that's
that matters.
Fine.
That's
she
good.
Like, I don't want to know about nothing else about
that's
this money.
Thing.
I just know it
you
exists.
Start looking
and thank
up the
you
average,
for not being
look
for
up hiding
the average
from percentage me. Online right now and see mm-hmm. how that goes. See, like, I like y'all, so y'all mm-hmm. make sense, right?
Yeah.
And y'all gonna say the stuff that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
But I looked up what I seen online percentage wise, the way people really act, mm-hmm. and like that piece right there, I would say everybody, if that's the case, everybody's supposed to have their own account.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
all off to that, right. And if that, as long as home is taken care of,
there should be no problem.
There should be no problem.
But
if home is not taken care of,
I think
like
it's just
I
a
said,
matter. Yeah. If everything's
that.
Taken care of, it's all good. It's
that's,
just a matter
but see, that's
of
what
it's matter
always
disclosure.
Happens.
It's all about is disclosure.
If that's
I think
the case,
you also need to know who you're dating.
If
like,
that so. Turns around, if who I'm dating is only based upon the fact of my secret account,
then you might need
to
leave her.
I don't need
her.
You anyway.
And disclosure don't but, need to happen until y'all are for real, super like, duper serious.
But your money
is what I'm saying.
Just some chick you dating or whatever.
Don't
matter.
People who make a certain amount of money that never get a chance to really get to disclose that mm-hmm. until they're really worthy. And marriage the first year doesn't matter. Marriage 5 years doesn't matter. We all expect it to happen in so long, right? Mm-hmm. But why is there so many people who's been together so long and never get married?
True.
I mean, it really, like I tell you, like I love this little piece right here because
I, but sometimes
I can shave
you have
it down.
To take that perception, like where you think, oh, I'm not going to tell her about this account because she going to want to spend it on da-da-da. No.
No, I don't do that. No,
don't make
not,
that
that's
assumption.
Not where I was going
yeah.
with it. Yeah, yeah. If that's the case, if that's what's coming off from me, then that's
or
not
no,
what
no,
I
no,
really
just
meant.
Just in general, like a lot of people
yeah,
are
yeah,
like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
she can't handle it if I make it.
No,
mm-mm.
no I'm not going to make that choice for you, but
right.
I won't allow
include
you to make
me in.
I won't allow you to make the choice for my money mm-hmm. though because
no.
I'm not used to that and I won't be used to that. So the female who actually comes next to me is going
to
understand
that.
No, I don't have to get used to it.
You don't have to get used to her asking you questions about money?
No, I don't have to get her to ask me questions. I don't have to get used to her asking me questions about my money.
Why not?
Because she won't.
Ain't you going to ask her questions about hers?
No, because I
at
have
all?
Mines. No, me personally. I'm talking about
me.
Okay.
Married, though, it's y'all's money. It's everybody's money when you
but
married.
But I'm saying,
like, I have
on the side,
a
marriage
with my husband,
yeah.
and then I have
there's
a
there's
separate,
a little bit of,
separate.
You know, yeah, there's
right.
a little bit of, you
but
know.
But at some point, if you're talking about marriage and finance, you're going to have
I just
want to
make sure that you're not broke and your credit is straight so it doesn't affect me.
True, but if I only make a certain amount.
Right.
And you know, at some point, you're going to have to ask.
What?
It comes up.
If you only make
how much
what?
Do you make or
I should find that out before you get married.
You should. Like, if you guys are looking at houses, if you're looking at moving in together, right, I feel like that's when
the credit score is going to come up. Well, I don't even got to ask you.
And how much you make monthly comes
right,
up.
Right. I don't even have to ask you, be honest with you, because it's going to happen while we sitting down together.
Mm-hmm. True. I mean, but in order to do that, you've got to have that open conversation. Like,
I mean,
I don't know.
You're just having an open conversation because you don't want to have it in front of other people before you know it.
Well, you know what I mean. Because
you hate to be like, well, I really, what?
Right, I didn't think about that.
You just want to know that your significant other trusts you with all the information. I think that's what it comes down to in the end. You want to know that the other person trusts you with all the information. You know, when ain't nobody trying to hide anything.
But see, we're not talking about life insurance. We're not talking about medical.
I'm just talking about in general.
Right.
A person wants to know.
Right, right.
A significant other wants to know that you trust me with all the information.
That's
right?
How it
don't
should.
You ain't
stuff
hiding
from
nothing from. Right. That's what you know. That's
if you
what
got a
you
secret bank account,
to.
My first thought may not be, well, how much is in that bank
account?
Who
you paying for with this bank account?
Or what is that bank account used for?
Exactly. Right. Who you paying for with that?
Because if you've paid our lights and you've paid our house and you've paid our,
so
is it
is.
Just savings?
Right. It comes
or
down.
Are you paying somebody else's rent? Are you paying somebody else's bill?
Exactly.
Are you paying, like...
The secret bank account basically comes down to trust.
Some people do that, though.
It does.
Simple as that, in my opinion. It just comes down to trust.
Because I believe in being an open book. If you're not ready to rock waves, you're not ready to get married or do anything. You know, in my opinion.
Right.
Because you're going to rock the boat.
And we
that's
might
marriage,
have to do a part two. We definitely might have to do a part two on this because I really want to get into this.
We
some
need
more.
Y'all. Yes.
Yeah, we're gonna do this. We're gonna continue this next week. We gotta get into it.
I mean, we might have
to do a whole hour.
We're gonna pick
we
back up.
Hours over.
I don't even
like,
think
what?
We really hit what we wanted to really
about
hit.
About money in that secret bank account. Let me know.
But money is real deep though. So yeah, definitely.
When do you disclose financial stuff? When do you disclose how much you make? How much the
Absolutely.
Other makes? Like, let us know. We're on Facebook. Wind Your Mind. We're there on Black Bee Media's page. Come on and join the group. Make sure that you're keeping up with us through our Instagram, and our Black Bee Media is always on Instagram as well as QB Spy, and Mr. UL is always on
what you
Twitter
got, Mr. UL?
Definitely,
you
I definitely want to give everybody just to, you know, the most important to me right now is the Epilepsy Walk. So definitely the National Walk that's coming up on August 14th. Definitely check out www.uniquelegacy.com. You can go in there, look at the link, hit donate. You can see how it is, how you can support, participate, whatever the case may be. But of course, you can find me at Unique Legacy UL1, or excuse me, Unique Legacy _UL1. And then, you know, definitely, you know, you know where I'm at.
And y'all know where I be, right here on this couch. That's where you can find me. You know
my
what I'm saying? I ain't got none of that social media stuff. All
thanks
right.
Y'all so much for joining us on this Wind Your Mind happy hour. Join the conversation, and
the conversation
we will see
continues
next time. Ching,
to
ching.
Be continued.